It's time for Science and Medicine, a collaboration between TBR and UT Health San Antonio, where scientific discovery advances how medicine is practiced everywhere. I'm Bonnie Petrie. Elizabeth Wasmuth brings a unique perspective to prostate cancer research.
What got me into science is that I'm fundamentally interested in how form follows function. Just like, you know, Frank Lloyd Wright was my favorite architect, so I was inspired to think about science that way.
Wasmuth is a structural biologist, so to understand how the drivers of prostate cancer function, she thinks of them as machines and studies their form.
How does a machine look when it normally functions, and then how does the machine look when it's broken in the context of cancer?
Wasmuth has pioneered a method that allows researchers to look closely at a protein called the androgen receptor, which is a big breakthrough. This protein is a major player in most prostate cancers and the target of most treatments, which up till now have been one size fits all and don't work that well for everyone.
But now that we have this machine isolated, we can test new therapeutics. It allows us to illuminate how potent they are, whether they're actually hitting the target. That allows us, like basic cancer researchers, to couple with physician scientists to develop newer drugs to really keep the cancer at bay without preventing more dangerous cancers from forming.
They can also now study the androgen receptor when it's running like a well-oiled machine, see what changes when cancer starts to develop, and perhaps learn how to prevent those changes in the first place. That's Science and Medicine from UT Health San Antonio and Texas Public Radio. I'm Bonnie Petrie.